Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
If you've been watching the WGN TV morning news, you've seen me in our kitchen every Wednesday and Friday. Now I'm doing some cooking segments. I did an orange chocolate mousse, five ingredients, and no cooking required. It's all done in a blender. So easy, and oh man, is it delicious. I'm going to give you the recipe on how to do that coming up. I did kebabs this past week, and I've got some things that I'm cooking up this coming week. Tell you about all of that. Get your appetites on. We're going to get into that coming up after 12 on WGN. Uncle Dean has been cooking on the WGN TV morning news past month or so. Been doing cooking segments every Wednesday and Friday. Shawnee, which one would you say have been your favorites? Because I know you don't miss a minute of the WGN TV morning news.
Well, all I can say is I love the hat. The chef's hat.
They have photoshopped this picture of some chef with a big giant chef's, like a Chef Boyardee hat.
Yes,
that's right. What it looks like. Yeah. And a white cooking jacket.
I like
and everything.
It actually. I think you should wear this during your segment.
Oh, people love that picture. People do love that picture. That it starts and ends every segment. You know, it's kind of like the beginning and the end. For each of the segments, but we've been trying to create some comfort food recipes for people while they're, self-isolating at home to have some healthy things, but also just some completely decadent comfort foods as well. Probably the most popular, I made a big vat of chili right when the quarantine started. You know, the weather was still a little bit cold outside. The chili was fantastic, I got to say. Right around Easter time, I did a ham in the, again, in the slow cooker. The recipe's fantastic. It's with brown sugar and pineapple, and tasted just absolutely delicious. This past week, I did kebabs. Remember I've been talking about these spam kebabs?
Yes.
That
you mentioned the spam kebabs, right?
Yeah, and some people had the reaction was, they almost threw up. There's no nice way to really say it. Some people got the gag reflex. And I have to be honest with you, I haven't had spam in a long time. When I opened up the can of spam, I had the gag reflex.
No.
It's not the best smelling thing when you open up the can, but then you start cooking it and it smells delicious. And I cut it up in cubes and cut up some pineapple in cubes. And on a skewer, I had a piece of spam, piece of pineapple, piece of green pepper. And, you know, and just kept repeating it. It was delicious.
Now, is this entirely your idea, or did you see this and kind of adapt your own things?
I've seen things? It. I've seen it where it's like my recipes are all adapted. Some of them I do from scratch, like the one that I'm going to do this coming week is from scratch. But I saw the spam one with different things on a skewer, and I thought, what would go good with spam? The sweetness of spam with the incredible saltiness of spam. It's a nice combo platter, and the green pepper, you know, makes it pretty. It's a nice presentation. It makes a nice kebab. And they were good. And after I grilled them, and when I grilled them, it was delicious. I got to say, it was delicious. I did a Caesar salad kebab. Listen to this. I took ground chicken and formed them into sort of like a meatball. Okay, and in it, I put a little bit of Caesar salad dressing, some Parmesan cheese, and breadcrumbs, like all the things that you would put in a Caesar salad.
With the meat.
With the ground chicken.
Yeah.
I put all of it together. It held together perfectly. And you put it on the grill, and you grill it up, and then you put it on a piece of romaine lettuce, and it's just like having Caesar salad.
That would be.
It was really good.
That would be.
I did some skewers with scallops and shrimp.
Now you're talking.
I put a little teriyaki sauce on that. No, honey mustard. I put some honey mustard sauce on that and grilled those up. Those were fantastic. And I did a lamb kebab. I guess it would be kind of like a Greek-style kebab. It was ground lamb, chopped onion, chopped parsley, chopped mint, and served. I grilled it up and then put a tzatziki sauce on top of it. Delicious. Easy kebabs to do. Super easy kebabs to do. Or you can do them like little meatballs. Either one works just fine. But here's the recipe that everyone's been talking about this weekend, this orange chocolate mousse that I made. This is made in a blender. You don't have to cook anything with this. The only thing that you have to do is you get some bittersweet chocolate morsels. You know, you find that in the grocery store. Put them in a bowl, and you put them in the microwave for like a minute and a half, 2 minutes, and melt it. That's all. That's really the only cooking that's involved. So in a blender, you put egg. They have to be pasteurized eggs because this is not cooked. Pasteurized eggs are the kind of eggs that you use in Caesar salad dressing, in, mayonnaise. When you make mayonnaise, it's raw eggs and oil. That's really all it is. So any place that raw eggs would be used, you have to have pasteurized eggs. And they're a little bit hard to find in the grocery store. I literally went to 6 different grocery stores trying to find pasteurized eggs, and I could not find them. I was like, well, what am I going to do? So I thought, I found this YouTube video that shows you how to pasteurize your own eggs. You put them in water that's 150 degrees. You leave them there for a certain number of minutes, and then you put them in ice, and it kills whatever bacteria might be in the eggs. And I thought, oh, I forgot one thing that I needed for this recipe. I went to a nearby grocery store that I hadn't been to before. Went there, they had the pasteurized eggs.
You said 150 degree water, so that's not boiling water, so you wouldn't necessarily end up with a hard boiled egg.
No, or a soft boiled egg. No, you just want to raise the heat so it kills, you know,
the bacteria,
potential bacteria that might be in the egg. Look at the YouTube video if you're going to try that. But if you're going to do this, you must use pasteurized eggs, either ones that you buy, or I wound up finding them at the Jewel, a kind of a smaller Jewel store that I didn't go to because I didn't think they would have pasteurized eggs. Turned out they had plenty of them there. So anyway, you take 2 eggs and plus 2 yolks. All right, does that make sense? So 2 whole eggs and then just 2 yolks. You put that in a blender. You put a zest of an orange into the blender. You put some brown sugar into the blender, and you blend that up until it's nice and frothy. And once it's kind of foamy, then you take your melted chocolate that you just did in the microwave, put that in the blender, and some heavy cream. You put that in the blender, and you blend it all up. You put it in little serving dishes, put it in the fridge for a couple of hours. It's the most delicious dessert that you will ever have. A little orange juice goes in there as well, or if you want. I know you like to booze it up, so some Grand Marnier for you, or Cointreau. You know, orange liqueur would go in there to give it a little zip like you would like.
You talking to me?
He's already started drinking. All these recipes are on WGNTV.com/Dean's List. If you want to check them out, plus you can, you know, they have the videos of me cooking. I love that everybody is now texting me the picture of me and that hat, the cooking hat that you were talking about. But people are enjoying these. People are enjoying the cooking segments that I'm doing on TV. I appreciate that.
Well, a lot of new ideas, new recipes they haven't tried. Something to do.
It's something to do. It's something to do.
You're inside.
Yeah. And I got to say, I'm really enjoying doing these cooking segments on TV. It's really fun and creative. And you know what it's like when you do stuff on TV. It's got to go fast. you know, you only have a certain amount of time on TV to do stuff. So you got to figure a way to explain it so it makes sense and do it within the very short amount of time that you have to do those things. So it's kind of fun. It's kind of fun and creative. Our Food Time guest today will be Christy Morrison, who many of you know if you watch America's Test Kitchen. She's one of their teachers and chefs and does all kinds of things for the Test Kitchen and also Cook's Country. She'll join us after 12:30 with some cooking ideas for you. This week on WGN-TV on Wednesday, a lot of people have been actually sending in requests of things that they would like to see me cook on television. They're looking for some ideas of things, you know, that I could offer some recipes on television. And a lot of people have been asking me, how about something vegetarian? They don't eat meat, or they have a son or a daughter, a relative, friend who doesn't eat meat, and they'd like to, you know, make something special for them. I'm going to be doing kind of a like a vegetarian vegan option of a vegetarian pasta. I'm going to do this two different ways because, as I mentioned a little earlier in the show, yesterday I roasted up a gigantic pan of vegetables, of squash and green peppers and red peppers and eggplant, carrots. What else did I have in there? I just had broccoli, all kinds of things. It was a gigantic, like, lasagna pan full of vegetables that I roasted probably about 45 minutes, maybe 50 minutes at 450 degrees in my oven. And they smelled delicious. I mean, they just were beginning to caramelize. And, you know, it would have been great if, you know, with some potatoes in there, really, could have been a great meal, great vegetarian meal. But I wanted to do this with this pasta dish that I'm going to do. Now, if you're vegetarian, you can eat pasta because, you know, pasta has flour and eggs and wheat. But if you're vegan, the eggs part of that does not work for you. So vegetarian, you're going to get the pasta of your choice. And I think I'm going to do something like a maybe like a shell, or maybe a penne, something like that. I want something that when I put the sauce in it, and I'm going to use a pesto sauce because I want it vegetarian. I want to kind of enrich all those wonderful roasted vegetable flavors. I want the sauce to go inside the whole of the pasta. Makes it a lot more delicious. So you've got the pot, let's say penne. You've got the roasted vegetables that are already done. I'm going to take some pine nuts and kind of brown them in a pan a little bit with some butter, put those in, and then the, you know, nice Parmesan Reggiano cheese on top of it. You want to put some shrimp in it? Great. You know, some people do eat seafood, some don't, but you don't really need to if you're strictly vegetarian. But if you're vegan now, you don't want anything with eyes in it. So instead of the pasta, I'm going to take some shredded zucchini. I'm going to shred it so it's going to look like pasta, exactly like pasta. Or I'm going to take a spaghetti squash, and I'm going to bake it, kind of scoop it out of the shell, and then that becomes the pasta with the roasted vegetables, with the pine nuts. And, you know, you can't, if you're vegan, you're not putting any cheese on it, but it'll be just as delicious. The spaghetti squash, it's going to give it a nice, whole, rich flavor. So you've got something vegetarian, also something vegan. I'm going to cook that Wednesday. It's usually around 9:35 in the morning on WGN-TV. So if you're you know, vegetarian, you want some ideas, we'll have those for you on TV. We'll put the recipes up on the web. You'll be able to see the video and see how incredibly easy and delicious this whole thing is.